Megillah Paragimel Mishnah Dalet. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shecholios B'Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, Karin B'Parshas Shkolim. We read Parshas Shkolim. So this is the Dalet Parshas that we know, that we read from the time from before Purim till right before Pesach. The first Parshas is Parshas Shkolim, that if Rosh Chodesh fell out on Shabbos, we would read Parshas Shkolim that Shabbos. Cholias B'Soicha Shabbos, however, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on any day of the week, Makdimin L'Sha'avar, then Parshas Shkolim is always the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar. And the reason that it's before Adar, or on Rosh Chodesh Adar, because like the Mishnayos say, like we've had, that on Rosh Chodesh Adar, Mashmin ala Shkolim, which means the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they would announce that people should bring their Machzis HaShekel, and the reason was that they would be able to bring the Karbonos in Nisan from the Truma Chadasha, from brand new money. So you should give them the money before Nisan. So start getting it together, and that's why we read Parsha Shkolim either Rosh Chodesh or right before. Umafsikin l'Shabbos Acheres. However, when Parsha Shkolim is said before Rosh Chodesh, when Rosh Chodesh fell out in one of the days of the week, then the next Shabbos does not have any of the Dalet Parshas. And the reason that is that we want Parsha Zachar of Zechiras HaMalek to be right before Purim. So therefore, we're going to wait till the next Shabbos afterwards to read Parsha Zachar. B'Shnia, which is now the second Shabbos of the sequence, Zachar. You read Parsha Zachar. And if Rosh Chodesh fell out on Shabbos, so then it would be Shkolim then, and then the next Shabbos would be Zachar, because then the next Shabbos would be Purim. However, if Rosh Chodesh Adar fell out during the week, and then Parsha Shkolim was beforehand, you'd have Shkolim, and then you'd skip, meaning the next Shabbos you'd just do the regular, and then the Shabbos afterwards you would read Parsha Zachar, and then you would have Purim during that week. Bashlishis, the third Parsha, the third Shabbos of the sequence, Parah Aduma, we read the Parah Aduma, which is Parshas Parah, and we wanted this to be done before Pesach, before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that we should become Tahar from Tamei Meis to bring the Karban Pesach B'Tahara. Berevius, and finally, the fourth Parsha that we read is Achodesh Azalochem, which is the Parsha of Pesach. Bechamishis, and now, the fifth Shabbos, there is no fifth Shabbos, therefore Choizun L'Kesidron. You go back to the normal Seder of the Parshias, which is the Maftar in the Haftorah, the normal that you say for the rest of the year. Masha'enkein, these four, the Maftar and the Haftorah, are specific to that day, whether it's Parshat Zachar, Paradum, and so on and so forth. Lakol Mafsikin, all these following examples were Mafsik from the normal Kriyas Haftorah and Maftir that we normally do, when either they fall out on Shabbos, or they fall out on a Monday or a Thursday, where we would normally read the Parshat Shavua, we would break from it and read from these Parshas. Or on Shabbos would be Maftar Haftorah, and Monday and Thursday you would actually read from these. So what are they? Barosh Chodeshim, so Rosh Chodesh. If it falls out on Shabbos, we read the Maftar and Haftorah for Rosh Chodesh. B'Chanukah, v'Purim, also Chanukah and Purim. B'Tainius. Now, Tainius cannot fall out on Shabbos. So we're talking about specifically during the week, Monday and Thursday. If one of the Tainius fall out, we would read not from the Parsha Shavua, but from what they would read for the Tainius. U'v'Mamodos, like we said, the Mamodos in Meseches Tainius. Those people that were designated, some of them went to the Beis HaMikdash, some of them would daven in shuls, the 24 sets of people, the Mamadois, they would actually read from Parshas Bereishis, like we said there, Uviyom HaKippurim. And also on Yom Kippur, if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, obviously Monday, Thursday also, of course, you would read not from the Parsha Shavua, you would read from the Parsha specifically for Yom Kippur. And obviously, not just Yom Kippur, but every Yontif, it would be the same thing. Tosfos Yontif says, why does the Mishnah specify Yom Kippur? Because Yom Kippur is like Shabbos. It's Shabbos, Shabbosin. And I may think that maybe since Yom Kippur is one exception where you would actually lain by Mincha, so maybe by Shachos you'd read the Parsha Shavua, maybe by Mincha you would read about Yom Kippur. That's similar to Shabbos, so maybe you would make an exception. So the Mishnah tells us that even on Yom Kippur, you break the sequence, you just read about Yom Kippur.